Hey, ACS fans, Lynette here, lasagna baker extraordinaire and lover of all carbs that Adam can't eat. Pussy. Anyway, I wanted to tell you guys that space is filling up for the Corolla Family Barbecue. It's filling up fast. Turns out tons of people are interested in coming to the studio to see where the podcast is recorded and hang out for dinner in the parking lot with everyone from the network. Everyone you guys love. Adam, Gina, Brian, Dawson, myself, lackeys, drinking, grilling, talking to you guys all night long. Ba-beep, ba-beep. So if you want two tickets to the barbecue, there's only one thing you can do. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and sign up for the 12-pack case club now because spots are going fast, so you got to hurry. So come join us for the Corolla Family Barbecue June 22nd at the ACS Studios, exclusively for our 12-pack Case Club members. We love you guys.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on Monday. Get on. Have a bit about a bit about. Oh, man. Oh. What's going on, Drewski?
I just happened to pick up a little love letter to Gina Grad, I guess. Left over from the holidays? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Very weird, sitting here on my desk. My mic is.
Very sexually charged.
Beyond
sexually charged.
I mean, like, it's like,
who gave this to her?
I can't even read it. You guys know about this? What is it? You guys all heads in there nod.
No, it was sent from an anonymous family man in Colorado.
Oh, these are the words of a family man for sure.
Oh, it's got a big penis.
Guy named Kraft, was it?
Very. Oh, let's talk about Bob Kraft.
Let's do.
I don't know all the nuts and the bolts, but I will say this. I'm not interested in the Schadenfreude part of our existence.
I mean, where a rich guy gets busted.
Right. Yeah. And here's our problem. If people say, I'm a failure, he's super successful, and I'm glad to see him in anguish,
yeah,
then that makes you a bad person.
Well, that makes everybody then a bad person, I think. Today, given how we're constructed.
But if you go, those sex workers have been muled into blah, 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 blah. Now, so you're happy that the rich guy got humiliated and busted.
Yeah.
If you say, I'm happy the rich guy got humiliated and busted, you are of weak character.
Right.
But if you say those sex workers are being trafficked in, and I'm concerned about them, and it's guys like you that make them responsible. Mm-hmm. Now I can weigh in, and there's two. Now it's win-win. I get to be a hero, and you're still humiliated.
Wow. How's that work?
I just told
you. Oh, you're coming in on that side hard. Well, friend.
No, not me.
When, if one does. True. I understand. Okay.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, you don't give a shit either way. Okay. But I would argue that the human trafficking thing is a real thing, but it also a real problem. But it really highlights an interesting shift that's happened where back in the day, the prostitutes got in trouble. Now the John's get in trouble.
Right.
They're the criminals now, not the prostitutes. Prostitutes are victims, human trafficked. Kraft is the perpetrator, criminal. The laws have shifted, which I just think is interesting that a lot of people aren't aware of that.
Right. Well, we're sort of trying to figure out, look, one guy's rich, one guy's male, and one guy's white. So he's not going to win any of these societal arguments. The other are of some ethnicity and they're women, and thus they're going to win this argument. My argument is I don't assume that he's aware of the background of any of the people that are working at the massage parlor, because how would he know that? And you don't. The analogy I made was you bring your car into a car wash, and then at some point it finds out that the place is filled with illegals who have been bussed in, and they had coyotes bring them in, and they're not being paid. Minimum wage or living wage, you're getting $4 an hour and hooked on heroin or something. And my argument is, well, that's bad, but that's nothing to do with me. I'm just bringing my car in. to be washed.
The car washing is not an illegal activity. The other is.
No, but I don't look at this sort of consensual crimes as morally. It feels to me. To me, it's neither here nor there morally. So here's what I'm saying. I kind of get both. But here's what I've said. I used to say on Loveline a million years ago.
No victimless crimes.
Well, not only that, but I would say, what is the difference between being on your knees and toiling in the sun like all day? Like what the guys do at the car wash. Like get down, cleaning the wheels, you know, putting the dressing on the tires for $11 an hour out in the sun all day, every day, or being inside the air conditioning and getting tips and giving guys reach arounds. Like if that's what you choose to do, like you'd ask a young Adam Carolla, who I know what it's like to toil.
Well, this
and it's
reminds
painful.
Me. This reminds me of your logic
for no money
on Brutus.
Brutus the dog.
Yes, this was exactly your logic with him, right?
It was a funny thing. But first, I'll tell you that this half of the show, or the show, is brought to you by LifeLock. Enter Adam, blinds galore, blindsgalore.com. Oh, I love these guys in TrueCar as well. I will explain Brutus the dog in a moment. First, I will tell you about LifeLock. Recently, 127 million stolen records containing email addresses, usernames, and passports went up for sale on the dark web. That's right. It's the equivalent of 14,500 in Bitcoin. Interesting.
Ooh, wow.
The dark web provides anonymous access to illegal items and services like drugs, weapons, and stolen user data. There's so many ways cyber criminals can take what's yours. Let's not let it happen. Good thing. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security. Help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there's a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but there won't be because you'll have LifeLock, right, Drew?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off your first year. That is promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for an extra 10% off.
So Brutus was a dog.
This was some 20 years ago, I bet now. 15?
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't 15. This was probably 20.
Okay.
And Brutus the dog was having sex with his owner, and my distinction, although producer Ann never saw it this way, the dog was having sex with the owner. The owner wasn't having sex with the dog, as I recall. And I remember sort of thinking,
let's
that's
set it,
different to me, although yeah. I wouldn't want to hang with this guy either way.
Well, he called up and he said, you guys are supposed to be open-minded, and I figured I'm confused by how people react to my relationship. I have a committed, monogamous relationship.
Monogamous.
And you know, he goes on to talk about this dog named Brutus, Akita Collie mix, as I recall.
And, you're photographic with your memory.
And then he went on to tell us not that Brutus was having sex with him, but Brutus was having sex with him. And we had a few questions about that too, like how that worked. But we quickly got off that.
Well, I have this – so – a couple things. I'm not into human slavery, but the concept of...
Really not into that?
Well, in conceptually, if you said to me, well, what would you rather do? What I used to do, which is dig ditches for $7 an hour.
With a coffee can.
That would be if you're crawling under the house.
Yeah.
So
for those moments,
being the sun,
but you can look forward to that. You can look forward to that.
Yeah, really toiling in the sun for no money, mm-hmm. versus yanking off rich guy with the different color, with the monochromatic, non-monochromatic sleeves, mm-hmm. shirt sleeves, and collar. and getting tips and making $50 an hour or $25 an hour, whatever it is, I'd have to give it some thought because I'm an atheist and the alternative kind of sucked. Now, I don't know what the full story of this place was, and I don't know how all the slavery part worked and the prostitution, whatever it is. I don't suppose there's kind of a weird thing. Like people go, Jesus Christ, what's he doing? He's rich. It's like, yeah, well, he still wants his pud tug to like, got to do that.
Well, why didn't he like call in?
Well, I don't know that people want. I don't think rich guys want people coming to their house. They have to go somewhere or do something.
They could have rented a hotel room or something.
Yeah. On the other hand, but why? But who cares?
He probably figured I'm just some old white dude walking in. They'd never recognize me.
Yeah. When I went to do Crank Yankers with Eminem that year, I think he made about $55 million. And he went out on a lunch run and he went to Taco Bell. And people could go, what? You make $50 million. What are you going to Taco Bell for? It's like, I don't know.
That's what he wanted.
He likes Taco Bell. Right. Like, I don't know. What's Bob Kraft going to the strip mall for? He's rich. It's like, I don't know. Maybe he likes it. Think about fast food. Think about all the rich, super rich people that like eat Chick-fil-A. Yeah. And they're just love In-N-Out burgers or whatever it is. Why are you eating a $3 burger? It's like, you're a millionaire. It's like, I don't know.
Like it.
I like it.
Just like it.
I think he likes it.
No accounting for taste, as you say. All right. Right. So Brutus. So the dog was having sex with him, and we had some questions. And then our staff went berserk on us. Remember?
Yeah.
This is what prompted your insight.
Girls hate this.
The women were like, couldn't get him off the phone fast enough. He needs to be killed. He was a horror. He was abusing animals. It was an affront to all living beings. And they couldn't stand to hear his voice one more second. To which you responded. Remember this?
No.
This is where you
talk. I mean, I have some vague thoughts about it.
Well, you brought up the Iditarod.
Oh. Well, it's funny. I guess my brain hasn't changed that much because when I first heard about this sort of sex slave working in the rub and tug, I was like, well, throughout history, there's been slavery and there's been guys or Jews who had to get mud and straw and make bricks out of it and make a pyramid. Now, if you ask me what line I would get in, and I'd like to be out of the slavery line. But
what line of slavery would you choose if you're in the slavery business?
I'm going for the air conditioning in the strip mall versus the toiling in the field kind of variety.
And that's why I bring this story up, because that was a similar logic around the Iditarod and Brutus.
Right, which is, hey, as a dog, you could be pulling a lesbian on the tundra until you died and she ate you that night. Or you could be Brutus over there in the catbird seat.
So he tells these a whole room full of women that, hey, slow up. You said, well, first of all, we hear about children being sexually abused every day on this show, and you don't react like that.
That's true.
And we hear about
it's part of the insane wiring of women is, you know, you could go
and Anderson, who agreed.
You tell women, yeah, man, that the maritime disaster claimed 1,200 souls. And they'd go, okay. And you go, and one of them was holding a puppy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now we got a – woo.
We got a situation.
We got a situation now. And that is the exact opposite wiring of me and Drew, would you say?
Yeah, I'd agree.
Okay. But that's a chick wiring.
So you brought up that you hear about physical and sexual abuse every day on the show. They never blink at that. And then he said, and by the way, who'd you rather be? You'd rather be Brutus or you'd rather be some dog pulling a sled in the Iditarod? Which has got a better situation? And why don't you get angry at the Iditarod? Why didn't you even think about that?
Yeah, this is way too pragmatic for us to argue with gals about. Hey, so I don't know. Hey, Matt, Porcelain Punisher, Fondelier, maybe you can look into that Robert Kraft case a little bit, hold on a second, and see like if there are things I'm missing on that, like where it was, or he was accused of going there two times, I guess. You know, he's a guy who likes to monogram his initials on his cuffs. I'm guessing this is one time he wished he'd wore the wife beater into the place. And then it's alleged that there's somebody else who's even more. And I was just like, somebody just tweeted me. He's like, Tiger Woods, right? Like Florida.
I think it's some finance guy or bank guy. I think they announced it.
Oh, they did?
I think so. A friend of mine was just calling.
How's it set for more famous then?
Yeah. I think that's fake news.
Two trips in less than 24 hours? God bless him, man.
I know, 75.
He's a widower. All right. Sorry, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to talk about blinds galore. I know they appreciate following on to this material, but first place to buy custom window treatments online. That's right. We've got them here. I've got them at my house. We've got them at the Corolla household. These guys know what they're doing. We love them. They do one thing.
Oh, the best.
Yeah, they're the best. I was in New York doing the Gutfeld show, and some guy was like, I got to get some blinds. I said, what do you – blinds galore. Blinds galore. That's it. Don't even waste –
Get the electric ones with the remote. Charge them. They last for
exactly
a year.
Exactly what I told them. And he was like, too expensive. I thought, well, all right. Anyway, they do 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements, designer quality without the designer prices. And their experts are happy to help every step of the way. Truly, they want you happy. And if you're not, send them back. They will make sure you get exactly what you want. We work with them online or over the phone. It is free expertise. You get 15 free samples and free shipping. So you know exactly what you're going to get. Insulate your windows with their stylish cellular shades to help keep the cold out this winter. It is blinds galore.
Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. Go check out BlindsGalore.com. Let them know we sent you from Adam and Drew. That's BlindsGalore.com.
All right. Tara, don't call me Tara. God damn it.
God damn it.
34, Connecticut. Hello. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have a question about juicing?
Yeah. So we just purchased a juicer, and we're kind of obsessed with it and wondering what you guys think. We think it's kind of great. We've been making cucumber juices and with apples and ginger.
That's cool.
I don't know. I think we could drink it all day.
All right. So no objections. Fine. But generally, you want to eat your fruits and vegetables because the bulk is actually really good for you. And why not eat as much as you could juice? It would be much better in terms of appetite management. There is parts of the, you know, it's better to eat your meals than to drink them, generally speaking. And if you're going to be heavy, if you're going heavily on fruit, that is high calorie stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, God bless you. It's sort of like, I don't know, when people used to call Loveline and go, I'm worried I'm going to be a bad parent. I'm like, you're already a good parent because you're worried you're going to be a bad parent. Right, I don't worry about you and your diet because you're into it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you're doing stuff. Have fun with it. But I will say one thing I learned from Vinny Tortorich is, you know, the fresh squeezed orange juice and the apples and the papaya, and we're going to make a tropical smoothie and all that kind of stuff. And we've sort of done a thing where it's like, of course it's good for you. It's a smoothie. It's a vitamin packed, you know, yeah. It's all watch it because you put a banana and a papaya and an orange in that thing and you're just sucking up a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
Right.
And none of the fiber and bulk that you would get if you ate the fruit itself.
Right. So be careful, but go ahead and put the broccoli and the greens and do like a green thing.
I don't like eating beets, so when I get a chance to juice, I'll throw beets in because I just don't like eating them. So good. Whatever. And the ginger's great. More ginger. Good.
Mm.
All good.
Do you know my beet bracelet idea?
No.
Many people. I love beets.
Really?
I love beets.
I thought I knew everything about you.
I love beets. I do not like beets and goat cheese like a lot of people try to get me to eat.
Why not?
Because goat cheese tastes like goat, and so I don't like goat cheese. Right. But I like beets. But as I've learned, you go out for lunch and you order a beet salad.
Yeah.
And then that evening before you go to bed, you hit the commode and you speed dial Dr. Drew because you think your innards are coming out.
My wife did that and I actually freaked out a little bit.
Right. Because you ate your beet salad at noon and then you took your deuce at 9:30 that night and you looked down and went, oh my God, I'm dying.
I'm bleeding, yeah.
My invention.
Uh-oh.
Beets by Ace.
Yeah.
It's a beet bracelet.
Yeah.
When you order a beet salad, they give you the bracelet.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a purple bracelet.
To remind you?
Yes.
So when you see it, like you can snap it at night, just snap the beet bracelet. Oh, I remember now. I had beets for lunch.
You sit down on the toilet and you make your mess and you start, oh, yeah, you got your beet bracelet. Because people forget. People always forget. Because the deuce doesn't happen that at the restaurant, it happens a half a day later, and that's where it comes in. You have to think, like, what's going on? And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm internal bleeding. And then you go, oh, it's right. I ate a beet salad. Beet bracelet.
And you've actually had internal bleeding, so you see how different that is. That was a little different experience.
Yes, but I still want my beet bracelet.
Of course.
And I like my asparagus hat.
And it was...
You've experienced. You know why I need an asparagus.
Oh yeah,
you, Drew. Why now? You,
Adam will knock you out of the room.
You
with
get
his
down
asparagus.
With my asparagus hat, right?
I am down with it. I'll know to kind of like stand clear.
Your guy standing at the urinal. He's wearing his asparagus hat. You just let him finish. Don't just, come just sidling up.
Clear.
Him.
That's all it says to me. It's clear.
You've been on the wrong end of the asparagus.
Oh, dude. Yours, you have, you know, only about, what is it, 20% of people have, get the number for me if you can, percentage of people that have the enzyme that converts, the liver enzyme that converts asparagus into that lovely smell.
Really?
Yeah, it's not
it's only 20%?
That sounds low. That's why I wanted Matt to look it up. It may
dude,
be 60%.
Hey, do you too, you guys got to look around. Do you have it?
Yeah.
I have
not,
it.
Not to your potency, though.
That's a great thing. Matt?
I oddly felt like I did not have it until a couple years ago, and now I absolutely do.
Acquired
but growing up,
asparagus.
I never had it. I didn't know people were talking about it.
Acquired asparagus smell. Wow.
I used to eat like a bushel of asparagus. Like I'd make dinner at my house, and I'd always steam up asparagus and then go in and do love line. Drew and I would walk into the bathroom together, and that's right.
Side by side. We'd always discuss, you know, the products. Mm-hmm. Of our excretions.
What Drew, looking at about 40%.
40%, okay. Yeah. 40% of people have this enzyme that converts it to that lovely smell that need the hat. It's 40% of the population. It's
what makes me unique and creative is A, I'm left-handed.
Yes.
And B, I have the asparagus wee-wee enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more creative.
Because of the wee-wee enzyme, for sure.
And the left.
And the left-handedness.
And the left-handedness.
Yes, but the wee-wee enzyme.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see this. Yeah, Drew's thoughts on medical marijuana.
Do the naltrexone first, Lisa.
Oh, okay, Lisa.
She was
line
on
six.
First, yeah.
All right. Yeah, just say the line.
Line six.
Yell out the line. All thanks. Right. Lisa, 39, Newport.
Hey, guy.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Hi, guy.
Drew, I have a friend who's the same age as me, and she believes herself to be an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't do AA, she doesn't do rehab, and she's found this thing called the Sinclair method with naltrexone.
Right. The naltrexone, look, I am a huge naltrexone fan. So let me just off the top say naltrexone is not deployed enough, both in opiate addiction and in alcoholism. And for some people, I just saw somebody on the Today Show or something who was a chronic severe alcoholic, tried everything, and then got on the naltrexone implant, and boom, was markedly improved. So you will occasionally see that. You will occasionally see people not want to drink when they get on that naltrexone implant. But to rely on a single intervention as a treatment for a complex condition like alcoholism or addiction is a pretty big mistake. So she also has to do something, at least get some therapy. Okay.
Right. Well, okay, but there's the naltrexone or there's the Sinclair method,
Sinclair.
Which says you have to take it every single time you drink 1 hour before.
Yeah. I don't have a strong opinion on
this. How does that work?
It sort of deconditions you, ideally. At least that's the way we think of it.
Even Jordan Peterson was talking about it.
Well, then it
naltrexone
must, it
in
must
general.
Be good. No, I'm a huge fan of naltrexone. A huge, huge, huge. And it's not. I am mortified that Suboxone is so popular and naltrexone is barely thought of. But I would look into even naltrexone implants for the Sinclair method is fine. I have no objection to it. If she wants to try that, and no big downside. As long as she doesn't think of it as the solution, as the only solution. It can really help with the cravings. It can really help with the drive to use. But that's one piece of alcoholism, okay? Do you understand me?
Okay.
I
do. She's seeing a psychiatrist as well,
okay. Is it working?
She needs a therapist.
Categorically. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Excellent. Good. At least she's trying. She'll find something.
Thanks, okay. Lisa. Okay. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see. Drew's thoughts on medical marijuana for back pain.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give a little love to True Car and then we'll.
All right. Every car has stories. Your car has stories. My car has stories. But you can't put a price on the stories. But with True Car, you can find out what your car is worth. When it's time to sell or trade it in, you just go to True Car. You enter your plate number. Give the car's details pop up automatically. Then you'll answer some questions and you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local True Car certified dealer to either cash out or trade in. Of course, if you want to trade in, lock in a price for a specific vehicle on that True Car dealer's lot if you wish, using the True Car scattergram. Learn about what people are paying for, what's a reasonable price for that car, and then lock it in. And you can drive out with a new vehicle, true cash offer, then trade in. And remember, this is new or used cars. You get that true car value, and it's a real price, including fees and accessories. It's all up front. It's all very clear. When you're ready to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car. True cash offers not available in all areas.
All right. I'm going to talk to Paul from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yes.
What's going on?
First off, real quick, I had the luxury of working at Hollywood Cinema Studios in 2003, and I got to walk around and see Mad TV, Crank Anchors, and your show. It was so amazing to, like, watch Crank Anchors, like, literally being made in front of me. It was like watching them make the puppets and all that. It was really great. So I'm happy it's coming back, so I just wanted to give that quick shout-out. But So
thanks. So you worked at Hollywood Center Studios, what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I used to work there with Arsenio Hall.
Remember
I think that's funny about the sets for puppets is they're all 6 feet off the ground. So the hardware stores above your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at your head, so you can stand there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
It is interesting, yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
So good. But I've been a Steadicam operator for 20 years, and I'm having the worst back pain, and I hate taking pain pills and all that, but I started trying marijuana for my back pain. Do you recommend it at all? Because it's actually really helping me. I know it's odd to ask about it, but, do you recommend it?
Hold on. So how often are you using it?
Basically to sleep, because carrying 80 pounds of camera and all that walking
backwards. Hold on, just stay with the questions. How often are you using the cannabis?
Every night before I go to sleep.
Okay, how long have you been doing that?
Actually, only 1 year. I'm 43. Okay. I've never done cannabis
And does it control? Just stay with me. And does it control the pain adequately?
It goes away completely.
Goes away completely. Is nighttime normally when it bothers you the most?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else you've done that has been effective for the pain?
No.
Nothing else. Okay. Ideally, are you sure it's not just helping you sleep, it's actually helping with the pain?
Both. I've always had problems with sleeping. I took Ambien back in the day.
Right.
And
all bad. So, yes,
I
would much rather see you using cannabis than opiates as an adult, a 43-year-old adult. I think that's a very reasonable thing if it's working for you. But I'd much rather you using anything intermittently rather than every day. It's a whole different phenomenon for your body if you give it time to sort of clear out in between. And if you were using it 3 or 4 days a week, it'd be, no problem. But every day is like, that always worries me that you're going to get some untoward effect, a mood problem, an anxiety problem, something, more pain down the road. So if you can break it up with other things, anti-inflammatories, whatever, much, much better. Okay?
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you so much.
It. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that. Oh, we got a crazy question up here. Mm. We should save it for tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I also want to talk to you about Amazon in New York. I was in New York last week, and but we'll get to that.
We'll talk to that
maybe later in the week sometime.
All right. My first stand-up special, not Taco Bell material, it will drop tomorrow, so you can pre-order it at Chassis, 2 S's and Y, or you can go to iTunes and get it. Let's prove the man and my agent wrong. We're big fans of it. And last but not least, LifeLock. Was I telling you guys how 127 million stolen records containing email addresses and
crazy
users' names or the password? Look, this, there's going to be, who do you know has had their car stereo stolen in the last 10 years? And the answer is nobody, but it used to be everybody because that's what the criminals did. It was easier. It was easier to break into your car than it would be to break into your house because you wouldn't get shot or there was no dog to bite you or whatever. Criminals just want to do whatever's easiest. And now it's all going to be about stealing your identity because that's easier than breaking into something and getting caught. So many ways cyber criminals can take what's yours. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. Right, Drew?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com for an extra 10% off.
All right. Going to be at the Peterson doing a live show on the 10th. We got a car show during the day and showing up. But you going to come out to that, Drew?
I would like to. When is it? What's the date again?
March 10th.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I'm putting it on the calendar right now.
Kimmel will be there and Leno will be there and lots of good stuff.
March 10th. Here we go.
Peterson's beautiful. You been to the Peterson?
I've never been in.
Oh, yeah. My God.
What
state
time?
State of the art.
Give me a prime time.
We're doing a cars during the day, like 2 to 4, and then we're showing uppity at like 4:45 or so, and then we do ACS show.
3 o'clock.
All right, Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com, everything's there. Check out the new Dr. Drew After Dark. It's people seem to be liking that. Check it out all at DrDrew.com.
And let's not forget Divorce Sucks with Laura Wasser on Podcast One. She's a divorce lawyer to the stars, like Golden Globe winning actress Kate Hudson. So check her out at Podcast One. And until next time, Santa Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.